overgraze the reef ecosystem, which has massively impacted on high-value abalone and crayfish stocks. We've had amazing support from the Rock Lobster Association. We're going to be running bait trials with them to reuse our waste product as rock lobster bait going into next year. You know, we're in a regional area of low employment. We're probably now third or fourth largest employer in the town. Like I said, we're helping our more traditional high value, removing a marine pest. You know, we have 14 to 16 processing staff, 4 to 6 divers, 4 to 6 deckhands, gear, fuel. The flow and effects through the community are fantastic.
And all that from using a resource that really needs to be taken out of the water.
Really needs to be removed. And hopefully, you know, going forward, we'll make it a sustainable industry into the future that will coexist with more traditional fisheries.
So the problem with that is if you're really successful, you'll end up with nothing to process if you get rid of all these introduced urchins. So is that likely to happen?
The urchins are into a range of around 55 to 60 metres of water. Our sort of deepest diving depths are 18 to 20 metres. As quickly as we can remove them, as we remove the urchins and the reef system grows back, it's like cows on fresh pasture. As the new growth comes on the rocks, the I don't know if they can smell, sense, or not exactly sure how the biology of the sea urchin works, but they definitely move fairly rapidly from a depth refuge to the freshly harvested areas.
I can imagine these hordes, like the Huns going through Europe or something, all these hordes of New South Wales urchins just waiting to get into your little corner of Tasmania.
Well, the sea urchin spawn or spat remains viable in the water column for 3 to 4 months in a temperature range of 12 to 16 degrees. On the northeast of Tasmania, we're a climate change hotspot. Our average ocean temperature has risen 3 to 4 times the global average, so we have a lot longer period in that temperature range for the sea urchins to be productive. Their range has grown further south every year. They're as far south as Pirates Bay at Eagle Hawk Neck now, and the research sampling has shown that there's first year New South Wales genetics in the southernmost sea urchins, so they're interbreeding with New South Wales urchins every year.
So do you know if sea urchins are a problem in other parts of Australia, or at least an underexploited resource in other parts of Australia?
Not all species of sea urchins are suitable for human consumption. The sea urchin fishers in New South Wales are now actually on quotas. There's been other places globally, Norway, Iceland had very similar sea urchin problems, and during my research to get this off the ground, there was a lot of evidence that showed the only way to curb sea urchin population was with a commercially viable industry. There's been a raft of smashing projects run by different departments in Tasmania.
Just trying to kill them off.
Rock lobster are thought to predate sea urchins, so they've relocated 2 kilo plus rock lobster onto different areas of the East Coast, seeing if that will impact on the populations.
It seems much better for us to eat them than the rock lobsters, really.
Yes.
Is the answer.